program is coming to you from Radio Beijing. Coming up next is our regular program, Culture in China. Today, Wei Lin will introduce you to a young Chinese composer named Zhou Long.
Music may sound familiar to you if you heard last week's cultural program in which we brought you excerpts from a story called The Lure of the Sea. It tells how the relationship between an old, experienced fisherman and a young one changes as the sea tests them. This is the music which we used as the background for our storytelling. It comes from a symphonic poem called The Fisherman's Song. 31-year-old Zhou Long wrote it in 1980, when he was studying at the Central Conservatory of Music. Now he works with the Symphony Orchestra under the China Broadcasting Art Company.
When I was writing this piece, we went to a typhoon.
Once we went to the East China Sea to collect materials for our composition. We lived at the fisherman's village and did fishing with the villagers. Their life and work impressed me so much that I wrote the symphonic poem, The Fisherman's Song. I borrowed from folk melodies played on the guqin, a 2,000-year-old Chinese plucked instrument, in order to maintain a traditional style. To reflect the fisherman's modern life, I also applied modern techniques to writing the composition.
Instead of a complicated piece, this composition, which lasts less than 10 minutes, is one of Zhou Long's exercises in composition. When it was first performed by a 17-member orchestra of the students at the conservatory, Zhou Long could hardly hold back his excitement. Now played regularly by the Symphony Orchestra under the Broadcasting Art Company, it's also been recorded and broadcast over national radio and television. Was born into a family of artists. He was keen on music when he was little.
My father does oil painting. My mother teaches vocal music. I remember when I was little, my parents often played records of Western music and opera arias. When my mother's students came to our house to have class, I would sit beside them, listening to their singing. Sometimes I felt that the music seemed to take me to a far, far away world.
Zhou Long grew up. In 1969, he was graduated from middle school. As the whole country was in a political chaos then, Zhou Long was unable to go to any music conservatory. Together with his schoolmates, he arrived at a state farm in China's far northeast and joined in a team to reclaim the land. An accordion kept him company.
The 到那里以后，住的地方也没有，就是树条架起来。
Life was very hard at that time. It was winter, but we had no houses to live in except tents without fire. Some of us started to cry, some wanted to go back home. Then I played my accordion. The music attracted them, and they all started singing and dancing. We seemed to forget our fatigue and the difficulties we faced. Music helped me survive 4 years in that remote area.
The young man hardened his will in the struggles against nature. At the same time, the power and beauty of nature also enriched his artistic imagination. This, no doubt, influenced his later career very much.
其实在这个学习作曲以前，我在劳动中呢，我也幻想过，就是我看到那种场面呢。
When I was working in the field, I often dreamed that someday I would write a symphonic poem to describe the magnificent scenes of our labor.To reclaim the vast wasteland, we would first set fire to the wild grass, then plow the earth with the grass ash as fertilizer. While the wind was roaring, the fire became fiercer. The fire was so big that it turned half the sky red. Looking at that scene, I seemed to hear the fantastic symphony it produced. I still remember it clearly, and I'm sure that someday I will write a composition inspired by that memory.
1973, Zhou Long left the farm for a small city about 120 miles from Beijing. As a good accordion player, he was enrolled by the city's song and dance ensemble. There he did everything. He conducted the orchestra and the choir. Besides the accordion, he also played percussion instruments. He even learned something about stage arrangement and lighting. He spent a lot of spare time studying musical theory and trying to write compositions himself.His hard efforts were rewarded when his work was performed at the National Music Competition. In 1977, Zhou Long passed the entrance examination for the Central Conservatory of Music with excellent marks. He became a student in the composition department.He learned classical and contemporary European music and composing techniques. At the same time, he studied Chinese music in detail, including the music of China's various ethnic minorities and traditional operas and folk melodies. All these greatly enriched Zhou Long's mind. After 5 years of study, Zhou Long had a clear idea of what he wanted to reach in his career.
我觉得我要是搞这个不管是什么形式的作品它呢都应该体现这个作品是中国作品
I think no matter what kind of music I write it should be Chinese even if played on western instruments or in a western art form it should present the style and character of our nation in terms of techniques I want to properly apply the most advanced in the world
The clever combination of the Chinese and the Western culture is perhaps the most interesting characteristic of Zhou Long's compositions. This is a string quartet called the Guqing Melody. The Guqing, a plucked instrument, has a history of over 2,000 years. Some Guqing melodies are based on ancient Chinese poems. This composition, though written for a Western string quartet, is adapted from one of the Guqing melodies.Thank you. beating and the Western flute are two totally different instruments. Playing them together produces a unique melody. Solo, Wu Kui won a prize at the National Piano Music Competition at the end of last year. It's adapted from the music of a folk dance in northeast China. Wearing masks of five animals, the tiger, leopard, bear, deer, and roe deer, the dancers, usually hunters themselves, express their joy of work and life.
The original melody has very simple rhythm. I used some modern techniques to make it more complicated. Some people are against my doing so, but I wanted to try it.
Thank you.
Zhou Long has kept on trying to write new music. One of his successes is a quartet for traditional Chinese instruments called Brooks Run Through the Valley. It's played on the dizi or the bamboo flute, the guanzi or tube, the zheng, a plucked instrument, and a set of percussion instruments. It's an interesting blend of old Chinese tradition with Western modern music.
You've been listening to Brooks Run Through the Valley, And that's the Culture in China bringing you the works of a young composer named Zhou Long.
Zhou Long is now a composer in the China Broadcasting Arts Company in Beijing. He comes from an artistic background. His father's an oil painter and mother a music teacher. Ever since childhood, Zhou Long has loved music. After graduation from high school, he went to live in the country. What he saw there gave him the inspiration for a lot of compositions later on. Zhou Long joined a local musical group. He played the accordion and percussion instruments. At the same time, he began composing. In 1977, he entered Beijing's Central Conservatory of Music and spent 6 years studying composing and writing music. This is one of Zhou Long's best works, the Guangling San Symphony. It's based on a well-known Guqin melody called Guangling San. The music tells the story of a young man who spent 10 years learning how to play the Guqin to be able to enter the imperial palace as a musician. He was doing this to try to revenge his father, who was killed by the emperor. He finally got to the palace and killed his father's murderer. The symphony was finished in 1983 and has premiere at a special concert for music graduates. It was an immediate hit with Chinese musicians. Zhou Long's specialty is chamber music. Thank you. This is a string quartet entitled 情曲. It won first prize at the 4th Music Composition Contest of China. It's based on a well-known poem from the Tang Dynasty called Fisherman. Quartet and a piano solo called Wu Kui were performed in the United States by the Berkeley Chamber Music Group in California. This is Wu Kui, which in English means five beasts. That's tiger, leopard, bear, deer, and roe deer. Zhou Long got the initial idea of this piano solo from a dance by the Manchu minority nationality in China's northeast. The piece has won a prize in the National Competition of Piano Works. Zhou is very interested in Chinese traditional music, and it has influenced his compositions.
Thank you.
to a Chinese traditional quartet called Rippling Brook in a Lonely Valley. Jono is now studying how to combine East and Western musical instruments. He composed the duet Su, which means tracing back China's rich cultural heritage. The melody is played on an ancient Chinese plucked instrument, Gu Qin, and a Western flute. At the third International Cultural Festival in Berlin 1985, the work was performed by Chinese and foreign musicians together. It was a great success. Zhong composes music for ballet as well, such as this piece entitled Light of the Universe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to our program, Names in Music, featuring Zhou Long, a promising young composer. For Radio Beijing, I'm He Ping.